Father and our God, we're thankful that we're able to stand in your presence because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. We'd ask this morning that the Holy Spirit would filter out foolishness and error, but open our hearts to the grandeur of your word and the revelation of all that you've done for us in Christ Jesus. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. In our morning services, we are studying together in the Gospel of John. Probably will be till I go to heaven. And we have pretty much finished through verse 5 of chapter 1, beginning the paragraph this morning that starts at verse 6. If I could take just a moment before we jump into new material. I took the time last week to point out that I believe we are being introduced to a subject that we'll look at in more detail when we get to the third chapter, that man is totally depraved and totally unable to remedy his condition, depending totally and absolutely upon the work of God. There isn't any synergism in the birth, the new birth, that makes us new creations in Christ Jesus. That's totally and absolutely the work of God, and that's going to be highlighted in the next few verses. We completed that study, or at least I thought we completed it. There were several comments at the door once again on the fifth verse, the darkness comprehended it not. Most of the old translations translate it as I have here, comprehended or perceived it not. I believe a clear indication of the total depravity of man. There is absolutely no way that sinful man can comprehend the light of truth. The only way one can know truth is to be a new creation in Christ Jesus, to be born from above. However, the word katalambano can be translated and is overcome or lay hold on. There are many translations, particularly the new ones, that say the darkness wasn't able to stop the light. And that's a fair translation. There isn't any reason why it couldn't be translated that way. It depends on the... I hope this is the right word. The prejudice of the translator. My prejudice is that we're looking at man's depravity, that there is no cooperation between darkness and light. There is no way that the sin of darkness can comprehend any of the truth of light. However, I want to be fair with you. If you would look at the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John, and this is always the argument, this is one of the main arguments used by modern translators for the way they translate it. If you would go to John chapter 12, verse 35. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness comes upon you, or overtakes you, or lays hold on you. Now, with that translation, if you go back to the fifth verse of chapter 1, you would now say that the darkness was not able to lay hold on the light or was not able to overcome it. And that's the way the modern translations translate it. For the other side of the coin, if you would go to Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, we'll look at about verse 34, I believe. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Now that word perceive is katalambano. And if we use that translation back here, the darkness perceived it not. I think that's right. That's my prejudice. The darkness is not able to perceive it. Now you have the same thing in Ephesians chapter 3. If you'd go to the third chapter of Ephesians, and look with me at the 18th verse. That you may be able to comprehend with all saints. That word comprehend is katalambano. So actually, in the translations, you have a scriptural base for translating it either way. I cannot tell anyone here to be highly critical of any modern translation that translates it, the darkness was not able to overcome the light. I believe that's true. But the context tells me that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is leading us into a discussion of birth by God. Man's total depravity, and so